Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Something very creepy is happening in this country, and that is Democrats trying to make laws that they know that people would be outraged over by doing it in secret, doing it very quickly, hoping that you are not paying attention. An example of this is what is now going on in New York. A bill has been introduced there that would give the governor ultimate power. Ultimate power to remove human beings, you, that have diseases, not just coronavirus. In fact, in the bill, it mentions not a single time COVID-19 and or coronavirus. Now, this bill was supposed to be done very quickly and in secret. It was not supposed to get publicity. There is actually apparently a Democrat who outed other Democrats who were in favor of this bill because he believes that it actually is total psychotic socialism. And he leaked it to the press. Nevertheless, Democrats still say that this bill is needed, warranted, and that everybody should be behind it and in favor of it. So let me tell you what is actually in this bill. This bill that is currently working its way through the New York State Assembly that you weren't supposed to know about would give the governor of New York the total authority to order, quote, and I'm reading directly from the bill now, removal and detention of cases, contacts, and carriers who are or may be a danger, as they put it, to public health. Oh, it gets worse. It gets a lot worse. You think that's all? No, they're doing even more than that. Introduced this bill by Democratic Assemblyman Noah Nicholas Perry, Bill A-416 gives the governor the authority to declare you as an individual a threat to public health. And then, get this, the person or group of persons shall be detained in a medical facility or other appropriate facility or premises. Now, when they say another other appropriate facility or premises, that is a translation for jail. Now, you may say, all right, I don't care because this is happening in New York City. No, if you visit New York City, this absolutely could affect you because you could be detained without due process for a minimum of 60 days before even a judge would take a look at you and your case, because this bill would give the governor 60 days to do whatever the hell he wants to do with you. This, by the way, is what they do in socialist and communist and dictatorship countries. They pick somebody off the street. They hold them indefinitely. You have no recourse to stop it from happening. There's no way for you to stop it from happening. And there's no legal system that allows you the ability to even fight back from this happening. This is exactly what the left is now advocating for. Not just advocating for, they're actually doing it in New York City. You could be picked up visiting New York if you get sick, and it doesn't mention COVID. This is, they say, a communal disease. That could be an STD. That could be the flu. I guess it could technically be the common cold. And they could then say that you are a threat to public health. Now imagine if you're running for office and they decide that your opponent decides that you are a threat to public health and they decide to detain you for 60 days during your campaign. Now, of course, you're going to say, Ben, that's extreme. What's extreme is introducing a bill like this. What is extreme is not only introducing a bill like this, but I'll even take it a step further. Introducing a bill like this and not having the words COVID in it. So you cannot tell me that this is about COVID, because it's not. This is, however, about power and control. It's not about COVID. It's about power and control. Total control over you and your life. It gets worse. In this bill that you weren't supposed to know about, all the governor or his assigned subordinate, so the people beneath him, have to do to lock you up is come up with, quote, clear and convincing evidence that the, quote, health of others is or may be endangered by a case, a contact, or carrier, or, keyword, suspected case. You don't even have to have it. They can just assume that you have it, suspect that you have it, and believe that you're around someone that did have it, and then that is all they then need for you to be shut down. That's it. That's all you got to do to be shut down. That's the only thing you have to do to be shut down. They will come out and they will tell you that you must silence yourself. You must shut down. They will come out and tell you that you are under detention indefinitely for 60 days. You cannot go to court. No one around you can go to a court. There is nothing that you could do until the 60-day number is up, even if you're not sick, if you're around someone they believe is sick. You're around someone that they suspect has it, that has been in contact with you. They can then round you and your family up. That's not all. Not only does the governor have the power, anyone beneath him who he gives the power to lock you up can also do this without the governor's signature. And what is, by the way, the legal threshold to imprison someone against their will, you may ask? Well, this bill would then give all of that opinion up to the governor. The governor gets to decide who gets arrested and who doesn't, not based on any legal definition, because you're giving the governor absolute power, which is exactly what happens in socialist countries. Now, of course, they say there is a checks and balance here because he consults with the commissioners. Translation, the person or persons that he has decided are under him to do what he wants to do. All they have to do is believe, not prove. They just have to believe that you may pose an imminent and or significant threat to public health, even if you haven't actually come down with anything, because you've been around somebody that they believe was posing an imminent or significant threat to public health. You could be healthy and they could lock you up because you saw somebody that they say they believe is not healthy. So not only would the governor have the power to violate your privacy by announcing you're a public health risk, because now this is public knowledge, right? Ben Ferguson is a public health risk. That's what they could say. Ben Ferguson is a threat to society. Therefore, we have detained him for up to 60 days, and there's no recourse for them to stop detaining me. There's no legal ramifications of how I can go before a judge and plead my case. I could be screaming I don't have a communal disease, but they could say, well, we know that you were in contact with someone that had a communal disease, so we're going to hold you for the 60 days just in case. Just in case. Just in case. This is an actual bill being looked at right now, and it gets even worse. But first, if you want to help the people in Georgia with what's going on there with the Senate election, then you need to join AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, for free right now. I'm going to give you a free membership because it's important that we now stand with the people of Georgia and that we fight to make sure that they have a free and fair election. Whatever happens in Georgia is what's going to be what's going to happen with the country. What's going to happen in Georgia is going to decide the fate of an unbelievable amount of legislation. If they're able to win in Georgia, it is over. The Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House. So if you are ready to get in on all this action and to fight back and to stand with other conservatives to protect the Senate, join the number one conservative organization in the country right now. It is called AMAC for free. That's right, for free. Call them. Use my name, Ben, when you call them. Or you can go online to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. www.benfreeonline.com. You can get your free membership to the number one conservative organization in the country, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. And join the number one conservative organization in the country. The government has the ability to finger you as a threat to public health. The government has the ability in New York, if this passes, to scoop you off the streets, regardless if you're a New York citizen or not, right? It doesn't. You could be visiting anywhere in New York, and you come in contact with someone they believe is a public health risk or a threat, and then they come after you and your entire family, and they can put you in jail or in a hospital facility for 60 days because the governor said so. The governor has the power to violate your privacy by announcing you by name that you're a public health risk. Who cares if you actually have a disease? Who cares if there's a violation when it comes to like a HIPAA violation? It doesn't matter. Not only would the governor have the power to violate your privacy by announcing you're a public health risk, we're talking about you being detained and imprisoned for up to 60 days without any type of due process. In fact, the bill is very clear about this. It's only after 60 days that this law would require court authorization to continue to imprison you. Quote, in no event shall any person be detained for more than 60 days without a court order authorizing such detention. They're acting like they're protecting you with that wording, right? Oh, don't worry. We're only going to be able to hold you for 60 days. Because after the 60 days, we can't hold you anymore. And we know that. Let's be reasonable here. We're not going to hold you for longer than 2 months. How do you make a living? What if you have a store? What if you have a family member you take care of? What if you just need to work to provide? What about taking your kids to school? Because remember, they could knock on your door. Or forcibly, I would assume, based on what this law says, legally come into your home, arrest you, and take you to a appropriate detention facility, which is a nice word for jail. This is what they say they can do to you. Because they're the government, and this is absolute power in the name of COVID. Except I go back to the most insane part about this bill. The word COVID is never mentioned. Not one time in this bill does the word COVID appear. Wuhan virus, Chinese virus, nothing. This is a generic bill for any communal disease. That includes the flu and STDs. Because STDs and the flu are communal diseases. And a long list of other diseases, by the way. This isn't a bill that only relates to COVID-19. Because it's not about COVID-19, which is what I've been saying to you guys for months now. This is a power grab in the name of COVID-19. This is not about protecting you from COVID. This is about seizing absolute power. You don't like a business? Say that business owner has been exposed to someone that came to that business that has a disease, and you can lock him up for 60 days without having the ability to go to court and say, I can't have this happen. How do you pay bills if you're locked up for 60 days? Someone answer me that question real quick. How do you provide for your family Who's going to open your business tomorrow if you're in prison for 60 days? Your small business. Right? Like, what are you going to do? They don't care because now they own you. And there's not a single court that could stop this from happening because it's a law in the land, right? In New York, at least. No legal threshold to imprison someone against their will. This is what happens in Venezuela, in Cuba, in Russia, in China. You're giving a government official the absolute power to violate your privacy, exposing you and naming you as a public health risk, public shaming, having you detained and imprisoned for up to 60 days without any kind of due process. And then only after the 6-day period do you have the right to even put your hand up and say, excuse me, court, I need to be let out. You don't even have to be sick. You can just be exposed to someone they believe is sick. And that person doesn't even have to be sick. It just has to be the belief that the government thinks that they're sick. All because the government fingers you as a public health threat. A threat to the public health. So we can scoop you off the street or out of your home or out of your place of business. And off you go to some public health facility or premises, their words, not mine, which is just a fancy term for prison. Or a place where you might not be able to earn a living or pay your bills or be with your friends or your family or your children. And this is allowed for 2 whole months before any sort of due process is required. And they're doing this in New York. Let's talk about this 2-month period so you understand what is actually at risk here. During those 2 months, think about what's been taken away from you. In those 2 months, you can't live your life as you choose, which the Constitution says you're supposed to be able to do. It's your God-given right in this country. For those 2 months, you can't see your family or friends. They can't be in contact with you, which is your God-given right. You haven't been charged with any crime yet during this period of time either, because they're doing this in the name of a public health crisis, an emergency, they say, which then gives them the ability to do whatever they want to do, the same way they did it with our elections. Oh, we have a public health crisis. We're going to change the way we run elections. Yes, we elected officials are giving the power to non-elected officials to take away your right to earn a living, which is what they've done during this entire pandemic. These public health officials that were elected by no one. Right, these public health officials that have been elected by no one have the right now to go out and take away all of your rights when it comes to the business world. Because they're a public health official who's been given more power than even the elected officials because they say, oh, it's in your best interest. Here's the other thing about this bill. It doesn't mention the coronavirus. They're using coronavirus for this reason. Doesn't mention it. It broadens the governor's police powers to any communal disease. And all the governor has to do is declare a state of health emergency, and you can round up anybody you want to. Now, I don't know if Bill de Blasio would ever do this in an extreme way. Okay, I want to make that clear. I don't know. I don't know if he would just start rounding up political enemies in the name of public health. What I do know is once this is law, I can guarantee you that down the road there's going to be somebody that will do it. It may be 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years from now. That's, by the way, the reason why this bill specifically does not mention coronavirus, because they know eventually we're going to get coronavirus under control. They want the bill to not disappear when coronavirus disappears. When you have herd immunity or whatever happens with coronavirus, they want to make sure that this governor's police powers to come after you and to lock you up and to shut you up and to put you in a prison for 60 days without any due process doesn't disappear when coronavirus disappears. And that's exactly why the bill does not specifically mention the coronavirus, because if it did, then the bill would go away when coronavirus goes away, and they still want the power. What's even worse is the bill also doesn't mention any kind of criminal or antisocial behavior, or someone who's knowingly transmitting the disease by doing something like deliberately coughing in someone's face. Hell, you don't even have to be sick to be picked up and imprisoned by the health Nazis in New York. Remember, the removal, quote, and detention of cases, contacts, and carriers, or merely, keyword, a suspected case. You don't even have to be sick to be picked up or imprisoned by the health Nazis in New York under this bill. So if you've merely been in contact with someone they believe is sick, they don't even have to be sick. Someone who's suspected of being sick, that is enough, and you will only be allowed to leave after the department determines, their words, that the person is not infected with the disease or that such contact no longer presents a potential danger to the health of others. Now, the real question you have to ask with all this new information is, does this mean that the government can do tests on you against your will if you are picked up or suspected of being sick and imprison you for up to 60 days without due process? Could also be another issue. What if the government comes to you and says you must be tested for something and you say no? Based on what this law says, then they could do exactly what they want to do, which is to arrest you. The government could come to you and say, hey, we believe that you're a public health risk, or we believe you're around someone that's a public health risk. We need you to be tested for COVID or an STD or the flu or whatever it may be, anything on their list that they decide to make up today or tomorrow or the next day. If you refuse to be tested, right, you say no, based on how this law is written, they could then decide that you are a public health risk for that reason alone, which means you are then detained. Yeah, it's screwed up. Imagine getting a phone call or someone knocking on the door saying, we need to take you and test you for something, and you say no. And then they say in response, you're under detention for 60 days and we drag you out and then your family, because your family's been around you too, or the people you work with. Let's talk about the threat this is to businesses. If they come into your business and they say we need to test you, or they just say that we believe you're a threat to society as a business, right? You as a person, it would not be a stretch to say that everyone that works in your store is also a threat. And if everyone that works in your store is also a threat, what does that mean? That means that your entire business is shut down because there's no one left for those 60 days to even open your business while you're in jail. Or in their detention facility, of course, that they call it. Now, let's talk about paranoia for a second. I know there are going to be people that are listening and say, Ben, you're just paranoid. You're overreacting. You're stretching here. Okay, if that is true, then why do they not use the words COVID-19 in this bill? If this isn't a power grab, which is what I truly believe it is, then why is this bill not directly tied to COVID-19? Someone answer me that, please. Why wouldn't this bill expire if this is just about COVID-19 when we get rid of COVID-19? Wouldn't you do this and have this immediately expire? I mean, seriously, wouldn't you immediately have this expire? Immediately have this expire if this was actually about COVID. Newsflash, it's not. It's not about COVID. Never been about COVID. This has nothing to do with COVID, folks. This has everything to do with total power. This has everything to do with shutting you down. This has everything to do with silencing you, threatening you, keeping you locked up if you don't do what they tell you you have to do, what you must do. That is what this is. That's why they deliberately left out COVID-19. That's why they said nothing about COVID-19. This has nothing to do with COVID. This is an opportunity to use COVID to grab power from you. And then there's nothing that you can do. Nothing at all. The entire premise, by the way, around the Constitution in this country is ensure the government cannot do exactly what this Democratic Party is looking to enshrine in their state law. The brilliance of the Constitution is that it gives Americans natural rights that come from our Creator, not from the government. The reason behind the idea is a simple one. If you give the government the power to give people rights, you give the government the power to take away those rights. So no, our rights come from God, is what our founding father said, not the government, which means that in order to strip us of those rights, the government must prove its case for doing so. The burden is solely on the government if you read the Constitution. But in New York, this bill removes all of that pesky constitutional nonsense, right? And nowhere does it even mention or put limits on its constitutional heresies, not even lip service. It's simply this. You can pick up and lock up anyone for anything for up to 60 days because Andrew Cuomo, the governor, says so. And it has nothing to do with COVID. This is totalitarianism. And if you don't know what it is, you need to start studying it because this is what the Democratic Party is doing. And totalitarianism, just so you know, is literally a system of government that is centralized and dictatorial. It requires the people to have complete submissiveness to the state. In fact, democratic nations are actually set up to fight against totalitarianism. What New York has just done is they put into effect the concept for a form of government, a system that prohibits you from having rights. Your individual rights no longer exist in New York if this goes into law. In fact, it totally suffocates individual rights. The state can exercise an extremely high degree of control over you and your private life, which is why they can now publicly shame you. That's what New York is offering here. That's not what they're doing. That's what this is. And that's exactly why they made sure it wasn't tied to COVID. That's why this isn't connected to COVID in any capacity. This is not about keeping you safe, and people need to wake up and realize this. This is about total totalitarianism and control. This is about dictatorship. Remember, this bill is specific about one aspect of the bill. I'm not having to read into it or say I'm concerned about it. They wrote it down. What they said and what they wrote down was, if you are suspected of having a disease, not actually having the disease. In fact, they went a step further. It isn't even you that has to be suspected of having the disease. They could suspect someone else has the disease, and then you've been around that person while they have the disease. And they have the disease, or they suspect they have the disease, or the health issue they believe has a disease. They believe that you have the disease. They believe that there is a disease there. Lord, help us. Seriously, help us all if this actually becomes law. Because if they can do it there, they can do it anywhere. If they can do it there, they can do it anywhere. Our podcast is looking at these issues. We talk about the rights being taken away from people in Georgia. We talk about the rights that are being taken away of Americans in Congress. We talk about these mask mandates nationwide that will be coming if Biden gets control of the Senate. If you missed any of those episodes, you can go backwards in our podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts, make sure you download them.
And we're going to keep looking at this stuff because the media is not reporting on this. Okay, the media is not reporting on this at all. And I'll leave it at that.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.